533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, December 19th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Other bills that Senator Santana wants on the agenda for today, stating if they're not on the agenda, I'm not coming in. What would happen in the Senate? Well, they'd basically be sitting there with 19 Democrats, 18 Republicans, and they wouldn't be able to get the bills passed unless she was there to vote. The only time the lieutenant governor comes in and acts as president of the state Senate is when there's a tie. If it's 19 to 19, one Republican joins the fight, one Democrat joins with the Republicans, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. If one Democrat joins the Republicans and it's 19 to 19, it's tied in 38 state senators, then the lieutenant governor comes in and breaks the tie. But you got to have a Democrat crossing over with the Republicans to create the tie because they have a two-seat majority. Other bills she's got, I'm not going to go into all the details. Senate Bill 916, Senate Bill 970, Senate Bills 993, 1067, 1103, 1168. All kinds of things that they address. A lot of these are related to criminals being charged, sitting in jail, prison, expunging records, all kinds of things like that. Well, she represents Detroit, and evidently they have a lot of those type of folks that are unfortunately in that situation in their lives. They've gotten in trouble with the law, and she's their state senator. Insurance guidelines, ensuring inmates have their original homes considered during redistricting, all kinds of things. But here's the main point. A source speaking to MERS News Service indicated that if Santana, Senator Sylvia Santana, sees that the black community's agenda is being moved on, she could show up today. Well, Appropriations Chair Senator Anthony said, "We are ready to go if the other parties are also in agreement that we need a supplemental appropriation spending bill." That's something State Representative Karen Whitsitt wants. But she said in order to pass a supplemental appropriation spending bill, every single member that could give enough votes to actually move it has to be in Lansing today, Thursday. Anthony said, "I have to look my constituents in the eye and let them know that I fought for every single one of their priorities and that I fought for including making sure a supplemental was included in the final session so that we could close the books, go home, and claim victory for our agenda priorities. I'll be fighting. I'll be here. I won't be wearing high heels all day just in case we're here for 20 hours again. So as far as any actions that took place yesterday, it didn't happen. The House actually adjourned yesterday at 2:45 p.m., having passed no bills. With the House Republicans remaining outside the chambers in protest, and with the lone Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit not coming in, the Democratic caucus was unable to establish the necessary quorum to move any bills. In the other chamber, the Senate adjourned around 5 p.m. They took care of several procedural issues, but again, they passed nothing. 54 House bills were sent to the Senate Government Ops Committee yesterday. A vote of a majority of senators elected is needed to discharge the bills from the committee to bring them to the Senate floor today. Democrats could not do that because they did not have the numbers there yesterday. Majority Florida Leader Singh told the media it was part of a normal process to send everything to government ops, bills that we want to deal with, which will be discharged as the process goes forward. However, we have obviously a few more days on our calendar, and we will be here and continue to work. When asked if there was ever a plan to discharge the bills to the Senate floor yesterday, Singh reiterated that there are a couple of days left in the calendar. They were looking forward to bringing a number of those issues up over the next few days. The Senate is set to meet today, Thursday. They also have tentative session days scheduled for Friday, tomorrow, and this coming Monday, December 23rd, Christmas Eve, The House is scheduled to adjourn for the entire year today, Thursday, but that could change. Why? Well, because the governor on Tuesday, and I mentioned this on Tuesday's show, she met with the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, and Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader from Grand Rapids. She met with them on Tuesday, and she said that until my priorities arrive at my desk, I'm not going to sign any bills. I'm not going to sign any of the bills you guys pass unless I get what I want. Again, what are her priorities? Economic development and a long-term road funding formula. Not interested at all in dealing with the tipped wage law, which is why the Republicans are protesting and not in chamber again today. In response, Senator Santana said she will not be in attendance to vote for the governor's corporate welfare agenda while Democrats ignore priorities that impact her urban communities, end quote, said Senator Santana. She said, we have supported a progressive agenda all year long, only to have the black community agenda set aside until the very last hours of this trifecta lame duck. I'm not going to participate. Folks, because of one state representative, Democrat state rep Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, and one Democratic senator, Sylvia Santana, also from Detroit, this entire lame duck may collapse, God willing, today. Because if Karen Whitsitt doesn't show up, Tate doesn't have the votes, because Matt Hall has basically unified the Republican caucus. He's told them, we are not going into that chamber. We are not going to be on the floor. If any one of you goes out into that chamber, you're going to be on my naughty list heading into next year when he is handed the gavel from Joe Tate. When Matt Hall, the Republican, becomes the speaker, you don't want to piss off the speaker. It's that simple. He's in charge of your staff. He's in charge of your office furniture. He's in charge of your parking pass. He's in charge of what committees you're on or not on. Believe you me, he is not playing games with these Republicans. And they are standing strong. Why? Why all of a sudden have they grown a spine? Well, I believe it's because Donald Trump won on November 5th. Donald Trump owns the Republican Party. The days of Betsy DeVos and Rick Snyder and the one world globalists, the Bush family, those days are over. Make America Great Again, the MAGA movement. Make America Healthy Again. Make Michigan Great Again is what they're buying into. They have gotten their marching orders from Matt Hall, and it's very, very, very simple. You're not going in that chamber. They're in their caucus room. As we speak, called in the session at 10 o'clock, they're doing roll call. Guess what? Not one Republican, and as I'm sitting here watching House TV, the entire right half of the chamber is empty seats. I don't even see a Republican up at the podium, at the rostrum. I don't see them anywhere in the chamber. The left side, everybody's there except I don't see, and I've been looking for her, Karen Whitsitt. She's not in the building. Now, I haven't taken a look at the Senate because I believe they're not going to go into session until noon. Very interesting and historic day, things happening in Lansing, Michigan right now as we speak. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Wrapping up this situation happening, unfolding right now in Lansing. If Karen Whitsitt doesn't come back today, if she doesn't enter the chamber, they don't have the 56 Democrats there to have their majority 56 votes to pass any bills. Speaker of the House Joe Tate says he will enter a motion for sine die, S-I-N-E-D-I-E. What is sine die? The legislative session in the House is done for the year. That's it. We're done. Why? Because we have a process in Michigan that if anything is passed today, this Thursday, it has a 5-day layover. So you would have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Now there is, depending on the type of bill that it is, they could count today the day it passes as a day. So that re-triggers the calendar to being today the 19th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday they could vote on the bills. But there's a caveat to that. The requirement is the bill must have an appropriation spending component. If it spends taxpayer dollars to implement the bill, then they can count today. They'd have the weekend to read everything over, come back on Monday, Christmas Eve, Monday, December 23rd, and then vote on the bills. That's why Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat state rep from Detroit, wants a supplemental spending bill. She wants it attached to the agenda for today so it would qualify, but it would also bring the pork back to everybody's district. Everybody could come home for Christmas and tell their constituents, we are going to have a new water park. We're going to have a new municipal park. We're going to have a new boat dock. We're going to have whatever it is, a splash pad, bike trails. John DeMoose was instrumental in getting a curling event center built in Traverse City. Our taxpayer dollars went and helped via a grant fund that curling center in Traverse City, Michigan. Well, that's what Karen Whitsitt wants for the entire state. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer can spend all this money on corporate welfare, which again, I think it's money laundering, I think they're actually violating the RICO Act, because what they're doing is giving corporations, big Democrat supporting corporations, grants, and that money then goes back to the Democrat politicians, which is our taxpayer dollars. In my opinion, it's an illegal finance violation of campaign finance laws, but they get away with it all the time. Well, remember the four pet projects that were getting $300 million in grants? One of them was $50 million infrastructure upgrades supporting the foreign-owned Copperwood Mine Project up in the UP. Well, guess what? Yesterday, that $50 million state grant proposal, which was bundled together with other Senate Appropriation Committee bills, they took it out. When asking Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, why, she said her Appropriations Committee did not have the votes for the $50 million going to the mine today. The project would have been located in the western part of the UP. Environmentalist activists argued that the project was a huge risk to Lake Superior, the Porcupine Mountains, and the surrounding area, without offering enough benefits to merit the $50 million grant. Well, the local Wakefield Township supervisor saw the project as a much-needed hope for our community to thrive again. Well, one of the senators, of course, in that area representing it is Senator Ed McBroom. He's been a very vocal proponent of the project. Earlier yesterday, he spent months saying he got the necessary needed votes for the grant in the Senate, and he believes he still has them. However, Anthony told the media that she was down a member who did not come to work yesterday. And who was it? State Senator Sylvia Santana from Detroit, who sits on the Appropriations Committee. That committee's not scheduled to meet until 10 o'clock this morning. And Anthony says she's not even sure if she's going to be there. So we're watching that. I'm going to pull up the Senate Chamber TV and see who's in that chamber at the top of the hour break. No Republicans in the House chamber, and no Karen Whitsitt. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith.